Good morning. A wide variety of precipitation across interior New York and New England early this morning, with mainly snow in the Mohawk Valley and the I-88 corridor north into the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley. This is where we've seen at least a few inches of snow accumulate overnight, up to 5 or 6 inches, and it will continue to snow in these locations for a couple more hours. In the northern Catskills and the greater Capital District into the northern Berkshires and southern Vermont, there is a transition going on from freezing rain and sleet to snow. In these locations, we haven't seen much in the way of accumulation, but there certainly are some slippery spots as that freezing rain has caused a little bit of ice accretion, and untreated surfaces will certainly be slick. And again, in these locations, there will be a transition to snow, and it will snow for a couple of hours, so a coating up to a couple of inches of snow possible before the snow winds down a little later this morning. To the south, in the valley location, some freezing rain or rain will transition to a mixed bag of precipitation and eventually snow. And again, there could be some slick spots in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, with a coating of snow on top of this in the next couple of hours, but accumulations will be minor. Temperatures are mainly in the 20s and lower 30s as the storm system is overhead and passes through eastern New York and western New England early this morning on its way to the Gulf of Maine. With its passage, cold air will begin to flood into the region on a northwest wind that will pick up and become gusty at times over 30 miles per hour. Readings will drop back through the 30s and 20s through the day. This will also bring much drier air into the area, so by mid to late morning, the steadiest snow will wind down and we'll see some breaks of sunshine after lunchtime. The evening commute should be better, although it will be colder with that gusty northwest breeze and partly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, clear and frigid for November. Temperatures back into the single digits and lower teens, which will set us up for a sunny and cold Wednesday. Highs could be records with readings staying in the 20s. On Thursday, only slight improvement. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, mid to upper 30s, before we push it up toward the 40-degree mark on Friday. Another front will come through with a passing rain or snow shower Friday afternoon, and this will keep temperatures in the 30s despite lots of sunshine for the upcoming weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with freezing rain and fog, 28 degrees, with a southwest wind at 47 miles per hour, gusting to 60 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 34 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 5 miles visibility with freezing rain and fog, 32 degrees, the dew point 28, 85% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.79 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Palm Desert, California, to a low of 30 below zero at Rudyard, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain, then briefly changing to snow this afternoon before ending, windy, with temperatures falling through the 40s and 30s. In Boston, rain, changing to snow before ending, windy, temperatures falling through the 40s and 30s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low, 30, the average temperature, 37, that's 4 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation before midnight yesterday for the month, 49 hundredths of an inch of liquid, that's 73 hundredths below normal. Just a trace of snow for the season, which is 8 tenths of an inch below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low, 33. The record high 68 set in 1909 and the record low 15 in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m. Sunset this evening 4:35 p.m. 9 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Morning snow, becoming windy with partly sunny skies in the afternoon with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly clear and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain and freezing rain early this morning, changing to snow before ending, becoming windy with increasing sunshine later in the day with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, snow tapering off this morning, becoming windy with a few snow showers later today and highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mixed precipitation changing to snow in the morning with occasional snow showers thereafter, becoming windy with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mixed precipitation changing to snow as we speak, then a few snow showers later this morning, becoming windy with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold for the first half of November, staying in the 20s. Overnight lows Wednesday night, back near 10 above. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Thursday. Not quite as cold, middle to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, a rain or snow shower Friday in the upper 30s early, then temperatures dropping during the day, leading to a sunny but cold weekend. Highs in the lower 30s on Saturday, upper 30s on Sunday before reaching into the mid-40s by Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.